In our series of common and garden birds, we turn to the wren today, one of Ireland's smallest birds. Angus Kennedy of Nature Northwest is here. And Angus, let's first have a listen to the wren. That's quite a shrill sort of a call.
It's a very shrill call, it's a very loud call, and it has all those little repeating bits in the middle. Some people liken them to a little machine going off in the middle of their song. Because it's a hard song to describe, the wren song, but if you listen out for that little fast repeating bit, it'll always have it, every wren all around the country.
And it is it's a bit like the song thrush in so far as it's a difficult bird to see, to spot sometimes in amongst... brush and that.
It is indeed. People know the robin so well, but the robin is the second most common bird, it's estimated, in Ireland. The most common bird of all is the wren. There's over 2 million wrens. And a lot of people wouldn't notice them or wouldn't have seen them, even though they're there. They're in your gardens, they're everywhere, be it in the cities or be it in the country places. They're very, very small. Not much bigger than a golf ball. And they've a little, they're all brown, but they've a little sticky up tail. Their little tiny tail sticks up, only about 3 centimetres long. But that's the way to tell it. If you see a small bird moving very fast, bouncing, constantly moving on the ground with a sticking up tail, you know you've spotted your wren.
And they are more often heard than seen.
They are, because their song is huge. It's much louder than most birds of their size. It's a very loud song. And also the wrens, which is a lovely thing, is they sing all year round. So it's pretty much only the robins and the wrens, those two birds. So if you hear a bird singing outside of spring and early summer, outside of the breeding season, chances are it's either the robin or the wren. And once you tune into it that way, their song is easy to tell apart because it has that little staccato repeating bit in the middle.
Now, they die in great numbers during harsh winters. And is that because of their size?
Because of their size. The smaller the bird, the less, the more they need to eat, really. And the less body fat they're going to have. They really need to build up that body fat. For us, us humans, we plan into the future. Whereas birds, they're just planning on surviving the night and making it through to the next day. So if you think of December and January, when the day is very short, there's only a few hours of feeding and there's not a huge amount of food. They need to eat at least their own body weight, sometimes twice their own body weight in food, just to build up enough fat so they can shiver their way through the night. So they'll often huddle together in little groups. You'll sometimes have 20 or even up to 30 little wrens all together in the likes of a nest box or a cavity in a tree, huddled together for warmth. And then when the morning comes, they disperse and all go on about their business.
The males are particularly busy because they can have 2 or 3 females with nests.
They can indeed. The males make a variety of nests. They can make up to 4 or 5 nests and can try and lure in as many females as possible. And the nests they make are incredible. They'll be quite low, usually around about head height, deep in vegetation, in or around some ivy or maybe Cotone aster or some various shrubs, and they're made out of pure moss. They have a little roof on them. So they're complete, like a little cone, which is hollow in the inside, all moss, tiny, tiny little thing, and the male makes 4 or 5 of these in the hope of impressing some females.
Now, they eat sort of scraps that you might leave out, breadcrumbs and bits of cheese or whatever, but that's not their main diet.
It's not. They won't be the most common feeder or common visitor to your bird feeder. They will skulk around the bottom and eat some of the little crumbs and things that have fallen down. But no, these guys are going through all the little messy bits of the garden. They're going underneath the undergrowth. They usually won't feed much more than 2 metres up in the air. They like to stay low and they like to stay hidden and they like to keep moving.
Yeah, and because of their colour and their inside hedges and bushes and the undergrowth, they are hard to see, but you can often hear them. Let's hear them one more time. That shrill call of the wren. Angus, thank you.
Thanks very much.